It's Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM, where we're highlighting 9 local teachers. One of those teachers is Kristen Ambrose. Now, Kristen, how did you first get involved in teaching?
Sure. So I decided late into my grade 12 year that I wanted to be a teacher. I didn't really have any idea what I wanted to do. Before that, I did a co-op at Central, where I went to high school, and I had some really phenomenal educators there who influenced me to pursue teaching. So I went to university and teachers college at Lakehead in Thunder Bay.
Awesome. So obviously you have a few years under your belt already. So what do you currently get out of the experience of being a teacher?
So there's so much more to teaching than just the subjects that we teach at school, right? Like, so there's, you teach your English and your math and all that kind of thing, but there's so much more connection that you build with the kids and relationships and activities that you get to do, extracurriculars and clubs and things like that, that really allow you to really build good relationships with the kids. And that's probably the most rewarding part of teaching is it's really about having fun and making connections with the students and making sure that they're having the best possible experience at school.
For sure. And obviously with that, there's going to be bumps along the road. So what would you say has been one of the biggest challenges of being an educator?
Definitely last year, last spring's very quick shift to emergency distance learning. It was incredibly challenging for me. As I said, teaching is so much more than just the subjects. And my students, I call them my kids. I have my own children, but these are my extension. The kids are like an extension of my family. And not being able to interact and finish the year with them last year was really difficult.
And that kind of ties into another question we've kind of added is, how does this past year, this 2020 COVID pandemic, compare to past years of teaching?
Been a lot of kind of flying by the seat of your pants, which is, I've learned more about technology and online resources in the last year than I have previously. I think that while it's been challenging to teach through a pandemic, it's also been a really good learning experience. I've put together assignments and activities that I wouldn't probably otherwise have had the opportunity to do because I'm discovering so much new technology and ways of using different things on the internet.
Obviously, teaching is always changing. And what advice would you have for someone who would be interested in pursuing that career?
So teaching is a lot of work. It's hard work, but it is super rewarding because you get to see the change that you're making every day with your students, and you're getting to see them grow and learn and challenge themselves. And when you see what they're getting out of your teaching, it's really great. And everybody can say that they have, you know, a couple of teachers or one or two teachers that they remember from their educational career. And that's something that you don't get with a lot of other jobs.
I'm sure you have a few more years under your belt to go. But as far as right now, what would you consider one of your most favorite accomplishments you're most proud of at this point in your career?
That is a tough one. I think that just persevering through, when I first got out of teachers college, there were no jobs for teachers, and I had to kind of push through that time in order to get on the supply list, and then you got to work through the supply list before you can get a contract and that type of thing. But just persevering through that and maintaining a good attitude about it, and actually getting to the point of gaining a full-time position and being able to really create my own program with my students has been, it's it's really awesome.